The Assassin.
You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest. You know I break necks, call me Jack Tate. I have no regrets while your life is fading. I'm a crazy fuck equivalent to Satan. When I'm behind the mic, I feel like the greatest.
What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, I hope you guys are all ready for this jam-packed weekend full of football. I mean, we have the NFL, of course, but we also have the college football playoff beginning this weekend. So it's just going to be football on top of football on top of football. And it began last night with Thursday Night Football, which ended up being a good game to watch. It was the Broncos at the Los Angeles Chargers. And it started it out with the Broncos, like it was back and forth for a little bit. Then the Broncos started to pull away towards halftime. Second half begins, and it looks like the Broncos are just going to kind of take off and cruise sail to another win. But then the Chargers just put it on. Justin Herbert actually he had this really stupid interception basically to end the first half. To end this drive that the Chargers were driving. They were absolutely in field goal range. But Herbert threw an interception and it basically ended the first half for them that way. But then he just turned it on the rest of the game. He went 23 for 31, 284 yards and two touchdowns. Gus Edwards also added in a couple of touchdowns as well. And big win for the Los Angeles Chargers, 34 to 27. And I mean, both teams really needed the win. I feel like both teams are going to be making the playoffs though, just because I think they're better than what's out there, but, you never know what's going to happen. But definitely a big win for the Chargers. Not only was it a comeback win, but they've been on a 2-game winning streak, so they really needed that. But Denver, it's not like they got their asses beat or anything. It was just one of those games where it's just a back and forth affair. And, just unfortunately for them, they fell short in that one. So let's get into the rest of Week 16 and also my head-to-head matchup with the homie Simon Ruvalcaba. Last week, I went 14-2 to bring my season total up to 151 wins and 73 losses. Simon, on the other hand, went 9-7, and he moved his record up to 129 wins and 95 losses. So, yeah, he's got quite the hill to climb with only a couple weeks left of football. I think it's pretty safe to say that I won this matchup, but good for him that he keeps plugging along. He keeps sending me his picks, and unfortunately, he starts the weekend off 0-1 because he had the Broncos winning 30-22, and I start the weekend off 1-0 because I had the Chargers winning 24-21. So, yeah. Now, back to the weekend of football, though. This is the week that begins Saturday football, y'all. So our first matchup is going to be the Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now, the Texans are a 2.5-point favorite. Looks like Mahomes is going to be playing. No surprise there. I kind of assumed it would have to be a debilitating injury for him to not play. So he's definitely going to be playing. But the Texans, this is going to be a game for them that I think is just definitely they need this win. Heading into the playoffs, this would be a huge win for them to get a win over one of the top teams in the AFC, the defending Super Bowl champions. And I think they have enough firepower to do it. I mean, their defense is stout. They are one of the best in the league, and I have a feeling they're going to make it a rough day for Patrick Mahomes. And I think the Texans offense will do just enough to get the job done. And I have the Houston Texans upsetting the Kansas City Chiefs 21-17. Simon also has the Houston Texans upsetting the Kansas City Chiefs 27-21. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Baltimore Ravens. Right now, the Ravens are a 6.5-point favorite. And, you know, Pittsburgh, they've had their moments offensively where, you know, they before this last game, they had about a 3-game streak there where they were actually looking pretty solid on offense. But then last week, it just went back to the same old Pittsburgh Steelers offense. Just not a lot going on. This matchup between the Steelers and Ravens is always a headbanger. So I expect it to still be a headbanger. TJ Watt is expected to play as well. So no issues with him. missing the game. But, you know, since the Steelers won the last matchup, and I just feel like Baltimore, they have to get these wins. They absolutely have to keep on winning. They've lost too many of these close games. So I think this is going to be one where they actually battle back and get the win 23-16. Simon actually has the Steelers winning this one 19-17. Then Sunday's matchups, we have the New York Giants at the Atlanta Falcons. Right now, the Falcons are a 10.5-point favorite. This is going to be the debut of rookie quarterback Michael Penix Jr. for the Atlanta Falcons. They have decided to bench Kirk Cousins for the rest of the season. The Falcons are still in the hunt for the playoffs, so they definitely need this win, and the Giants are just on the hunt for the first pick in the NFL draft because they absolutely need a quarterback. And they could absolutely use Shedeur Sanders or a Cam Ward or whoever ends up going number one overall. The Giants are going to need some help. But with that being said, we're talking about this year. Since the Falcons actually have something to play for, they're not a really good team. I don't expect Penix Jr. to come in and just like blow anybody out of the water. But I do expect it to be a Falcons-dominated game, probably mostly one of those field goal-type games. But I have the Falcons winning 19-7. Simon also has the Falcons winning 23-16. Then we have the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. Right now, the Bills are a 14.5-point favorite, and honestly, that sounds about right. The Patriots are another dreadful team that just the season cannot end soon enough for them. They could be potentially playing for the first pick in the draft as well. They could use somebody like a Travis Hunter because they're already set at the quarterback position. But once again, let's talk about this weekend's game. The Bills, I just really expect them to roll right over the Patriots. I don't even expect this to be a game at all. I pretty much expect it to be all Bills all day. I've got the Bills winning 41-7. And Simon also has the Bills winning 27-12. Then we have the Detroit Lions at the Chicago Bears. Right now, the Lions are a 7.5-point favorite. I feel like this is going to be a game for the Lions to get right back on track. You know, they're coming off of a loss last week, and I feel like they're just going to get right in this one. And on the offensive side of the ball, I feel like they're just going to blow up the Bears. And the Bears just, they can't get going anything offensively. So I feel like this is going to be a heavily Detroit-dominated game. I've got Detroit winning big 40-10. Simon also has Detroit winning this one 27-20. Then we have the Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts. Right now, the Colts are a 4.5-point favorite. The Colts are still in line for the playoffs. The Titans, who the hell knows what they're playing for? This team's pretty bad. But the Colts, they actually, you know, like I said, they have something to play for, but they're actually a pretty decent team as well, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Sometimes they have their spurts and they're able to get going. And I think this is the team that they're going to get it going against. Although this is a division matchup, I do expect it to be a close one. But I do have the Colts walking away with a close win, 20-19. Simon also has the Colts walking away with this win, 27-20. Then we have the Los Angeles Rams at the New York Jets. Right now, the Rams are a 3.5-point favorite. Both of these teams, they have their up and down moments, so I wouldn't be shocked to see either team win this one. But overall, the Rams actually, they need the win because they have a shot at winning their division or staying within the wild card range as well. But I think they'd obviously rather win their division. But either way, the Rams definitely need the win. The Jets have pretty much, their season just keeps swirling down the toilet, even this week. You know, they got to win. And then we get this stupid report, this ridiculous report, that apparently the 17-year-old son of the owner, Woody Johnson of the New York Jets here, apparently his 17-year-old son, I repeat, 17-year-old son is like, giving like advice in business sense and like also giving like trade advice and, you know, picking like game players of the game or whatever. And he, I guess, like took the game ball from Aaron Rodgers, who was going to give it to somebody else. And he ended up giving it to another guy. And it's just very random to hear that the New York Jets, I mean, they're a terribly run organization, and now they've got a 17-year-old little Nepo kid walking around trying to give advice to a bunch of grown-ass men. So that should be a very interesting dynamic. With that being said, I feel like that's just another thing that's stacked up against this Jets squad. While they got a nice win last week, like I said, I feel like the Rams have a lot more to play for. I think they're a much better team. They're more put together. So I've got the Rams winning a close one, 30-24. Simon also has the Rams winning this one, 26-20. Then we have the Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington Commanders. Right now, the Eagles are a 3.5-point favorite. Since this is a division battle, I do expect this to be a close, tight matchup. I feel like this is going to be one of those where it comes down to like a last-second field goal or something crazy happening at the end. I don't expect the Eagles to just run all over Washington, even though I think the Eagles are the much better team. Washington is just kind of, you know, plugging along. I expect them to snag that last playoff spot just because, I mean, with what's left over, I feel like they're the best of the bunch. But Philly is just on a whole other level. And while I feel like Philly's going to lose at some point, I don't think it's going to be this week. While I think Washington's going to give them a run for their money, I've got the Eagles winning a close 123-21. Simon, though, actually has this one going into overtime, and he's got Washington winning it 26-23. Then we have the Arizona Cardinals at the Carolina Panthers. Right now, the Cardinals are a 4.5-point favorite. Arizona still in line to potentially win their division, so they've got playoff potential on the line. The Panthers are pretty much also just one of those teams playing for a draft spot next year. But with that being said, the Panthers definitely play hard, and I expect them to play hard in this game, but I just think the Cardinals are slightly better, have a little bit more edge on the offensive side of the ball, and so I'm giving the slight advantage to the Cardinals in this one, 27-20, and Simon is going with his Panthers in this one, 28-20. Then we have the Cleveland Browns at the Cincinnati Bengals. Right now, the Bengals are a 7.5-point favorite. Cleveland is starting yet another quarterback, Dorian Thompson, Robinson, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter who they start at quarterback. They're a terrible team, and they've got nowhere to go. Cincinnati still has really slim playoff hopes, but I expect them to just blow this one up. I feel like offensively they're much better. I mean, Joe Burrow is actually having the best season of his career. It's just unfortunate that the rest of the team around him, other than Jamar Chase, it's just terrible for them. Defensively, they can't stop a nosebleed, and they're just not a very good team overall, but I expect them to trounce over the Cleveland Browns 31-13. Simon also has Cincinnati winning this one 34-21. Then the afternoon games, we have the Minnesota Vikings at the Seattle Seahawks. Right now, the Vikings are a 3.5-point favorite. Seattle, who knows if Geno Smith is going to play, and that really, that matters to me. Geno Smith's not the greatest quarterback of all time, but he definitely fits this system, and he definitely gives this Seattle team the best chance to win. Sam Howell came in last week and was exceptionally ineffective, and didn't look like he had a grasp on this offense at all. But hey, who knows? Maybe a week of practice will help him out in this one. But Seattle does have a good defense. They do have some explosions as well. And Seattle is a tough place to play. So I expect them to make this a game for the Vikings. I don't expect the Vikings to really open it up offensively. I think it's actually going to be kind of a difficult game for them. But I have the Vikings winning this one 24-20. Simon also has the Vikings winning this one 27-23. Then we have probably the worst game of the week, the Jacksonville Jaguars at the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now, the Raiders are a 1.5-point favorite. That's really shocking. Both of these teams, let's see, the Raiders are on their third-string quarterback. The Jaguars are on their second-string quarterback. Neither of these teams have anything to play for that actually benefits the both of them to lose. So who knows what's going to happen here. So since it's the battle of the two shitty teams, I'm just going to go Jacksonville. I think they're slightly better. They've shown a little bit more heart in their last couple of games, whereas the Raiders, it just kind of feels like they are just getting more and more injured every week, and they just look more decimated every single game. So I've got the Jaguars winning a close one, 21-13. Simon also has the Jaguars winning this one 24-16. Then we have the San Francisco 49ers at the Miami Dolphins. Right now, the Dolphins are a 2.5-point favorite. The Niners are another team where it's just their season just keeps on swirling down the toilet as well. They do have a playoff chance just at winning their division. But I mean, like I keep saying, out of everybody in their division, the Niners are the worst team. Out of all of them right now, I feel like they have the worst shot at it. And they just aren't playing consistent football. Their injuries keep on piling up. It looks like now their third string running back at this point, Garendo, he is doubtful to play. So they're going to be on their fourth string running back or some dude off the practice squad, or just hoping that Debo can do some shit on the ground, or Juszczyk. So they're going to be really scraping the bottom of the barrel. Whereas the Dolphins, they don't have a lot to play for either. They're not a very good team, but offensively, they're actually pretty damn good. And so I actually think the Dolphins are going to have a pretty good game against the Niners, 30-20. Simon also has the Dolphins winning this one 23-20. Then the Sunday Night Football matchup is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Dallas Cowboys. Right now, the Bucs are a 3.5-point favorite. I mean, Cowboys are in the same situation that I keep talking about as some other teams, and they're basically, their season's done. They do have a very outside chance of making the playoffs, but in my personal opinion, I don't want to see this team in the playoffs because they aren't a legit championship contender, so who the fuck cares? But with that being said, I do want them to win the last three games of the season, and as you know, I do not pick against my Dallas Cowboys. Now, I would not be shocked if Baker Mayfield just annihilates them, but I think the Cowboys' defense is going to step it up. You know, Micah Parsons, he seems to be getting healthier and healthier every week and actually getting more and more ferocious and becoming more and more of a problem for quarterbacks. So I think Micah Parsons is actually going to be the reason why the Cowboys win this one. He may even have a big game sack or a big fumble or some type of return for a touchdown, something crazy like that. I'm going with Micah Parsons has a big game, and the Cowboys are just able to do enough to get the win 21-20. And then Simon is, of course, taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 26-17. All right, let's move on to the NBA. The NBA Cup championship happened earlier this week, and we have us a new championship in what I refer to as the Whoop-De-Doo Cup, because it doesn't matter who wins this. It really is just, it does bring a little bit more parity to the league, but I mean, overall, it's still kind of a waste of time. But regardless, it was the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, and man, the Milwaukee Bucks, they really turned it on and really dominated this one. They were great defensively, offensively, and Giannis had a monster game. He had a triple-double. 26 points, 19 rebounds, and 10 assists. Damian Lillard also dropped 23 points. It was just a quiet game from Oklahoma City. I mean, it's not like they didn't show out. It's just the Bucks were, they were suffocating. They were extremely suffocating, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But Giannis really just wanted to win, and I just think they really needed this win to help propel them through the rest of the season. And the Bucks look like they're playing some great basketball right now, and so they are now the NBA Cup champs for this season. All right, so we have us the first round of the college football playoff kicking off this weekend. We have one game Friday night and three games Saturday. So like I said, if you are a football fan, which a lot of us are in this country, you got to be loving what's going on this weekend. I mean, like I said, we had football last night. It was Thursday. So tonight we have the first game in the college football playoff. Then, like I said, on Saturday, we have two NFL games and then three college football playoff games. Then Sunday, the typical Sunday slate of NFL games. And then Monday, we have NFL games. And then next week, we get us Christmas Day games starting on Wednesday. Then we have the usual Thursday night football matchup. And then we get our Saturday football. And it's just so fantastic. Like, the next 3-4 weeks is just going to be great for us football fans. So let's talk about the college football playoff and all the first round matchups we have this weekend. I am only taking one upset this weekend. I think the majority of for me personally, I think the favored teams are pretty much going to win this one. I feel like there's going to be at least one upset this weekend. So I did take one upset, but that's all I took. So let's start off with the Friday night game. It is Indiana versus Notre Dame. Right now, Notre Dame is a 7-point favorite. These two teams actually balance out very well against each other. Notre Dame is excellent on the ground. Indiana is excellent through the air. So it's going to be a very balanced matchup, and it's going to be interesting to see who ends up really getting the upper hand in this one. Indiana, they were a team that really just kind of came out of nowhere this year. Nobody really expected them to get as far as they did. They, of course, ended up getting their asses smashed by Ohio State, which kind of made us all think, is this team legit? But here they are in the college football playoff. And then Notre Dame, to me, you know, they've been a solid team all season long, but Notre Dame just loves to always lay an egg in the postseason. It is just what they do. So with that being said, I am actually going with the upset in this one. I am taking Indiana to win this one. I just feel like they're that Cinderella team. And not only are they a Cinderella team, but they're a legit squad. And like I said, Notre Dame, they just always blow their wad. So I expect Notre Dame to blow their wad. I think this is going to be a close matchup, but I've got Indiana winning this one 35-34. Then Saturday's matchups. We have Tennessee versus Ohio State. Right now, Ohio State is a 7.5-point favorite. Tennessee, they are another team, kind of like Indiana, where they really just came out of nowhere. They were really able to maintain a winning schedule against pretty decent teams, but they were just kind of one of those mid-tier SEC teams, and I feel like they were overranked for the most part simply because they're an SEC team. But hey, that's what happens when you're in the SEC. Ohio State, on the other hand, yes, they suffered a couple of losses this season, but they still have been one of the more consistent teams all season long. And they've had some good wins throughout the year. And then, of course, the Michigan loss, that just sucks. But, I mean, so fucking what? They've been very consistent offensively and defensively. And Tennessee, I just don't know if they're ready for this. This is their first kind of go-round. I know the college football playoff, this format, the 12-team format, is new for everybody. But I just feel like Tennessee's kind of new to the playoff, new to the postseason. And I just kind of feel like Ohio State has been here before. This is a solid squad, and I've got Ohio State winning this one 30-27. Then we have SMU versus Penn State. Right now, Penn State is an 8.5-point favorite. Just to me, SMU is that Cinderella squad who just magically got here. But I don't believe in them in any way, shape, or form, especially going up against Penn State. Penn State has been an extremely consistent team this year as well. Defensively, this is a stout team, but also offensively as well. So I actually have Penn State winning this one handedly. I've got Ohio State. I've got Penn State winning this one 31-20. So I think SMU is going to make it a game in the first half, but I kind of just see Penn State just dwindling or just running away with the game once the second half begins, just because I just don't believe in SMU. They're going to have to show me they can beat a legit squad. And so we'll see. But I've got Penn State winning that one. And then, of course, the game of the weekend, at least in my opinion, that is Clemson versus Texas. Hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Hook 'em horns, hook 'em horns. I am so fucking ready for this shit. Oh, I'm so ready for this playoff run that the Longhorns are about to go on. Oh, God, it's been so long since the Longhorns have been a legit squad, so I am abso-fucking-lutely ready for this shit. As long as Quinn Ewers doesn't fuck us over. But right now, Texas is a 12-point favorite, so we should win this game if that's, you know, Vegas is leaning towards us. That's a huge favorite, or that's a huge line as well, so but, I mean, Texas, on the defensive side of the ball, they are the best defense left in this college football playoff. So I expect this defense to really play great football all the way through, and I expect them to be the main reason why we actually win this game. You know, like I said about Ewers, he's very shaky, and he's been shaky since he got injured earlier in the season. But I'm not going to be shocked if we see Arch Manning at some point. Obviously, we know Manning does get those package plays in the red zone. That happens a lot, where we might run the ball or throw the ball. So he's always in those weird kind of package plays. But I would not be shocked if Ewers starts off shaky or just is not playing well. I see us yanking and just putting Manning in, because we're too good of a team to really lose, especially against Clemson. But I think the Texas defense is going to take care of business. I like our receivers. I like our ground attack. And Clemson, they've been a solid squad for the most part this season, but they've also had their down moments, and they just don't play the better teams that well. They tend to play down to their competition sometimes. And I feel like the Longhorns are going to dominate this one, and I have the Longhorns winning this one 31-24. All right, y'all, hook 'em horns, motherfucker. Hook 'em horns. Hook 'em horns. Like I said, I am ready for this shit. Not only am I ready for the Texas Longhorns to kick some ass this weekend, but I am ready to just sit my fat ass in front of the TV, smoke a whole bunch of weed, and just watch football all motherfucking weekend. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm sure if you're listening, you're probably going to do the same. So enjoy the weekend of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Monday.